Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
And now it's our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Plans to redo an intersection in San Francisco's West Portal neighborhood have been put on hold for now. Transit officials unveiled a redesign for the area shortly after a deadly accident claimed the lives of a family of four about a block away. That prompted an outcry from merchants in the area who said the changes were being implemented without any input from businesses or residents in the area. Phil, this sounds unusual, but I mean, how unusual is it for transit officials to hit the brakes in a plan like this when they hear the outcry?
Very unusual. But election years only come around every 4 years, and so we have a convergence of those two things and a few other political lessons here that I think don't just apply to San Francisco, but this is one of those little stories that tells a bigger picture. Yes, there was a terrible, tragic accident in which a family was killed by a driver who now stands accused of driving at accelerated speeds down the wrong side of the road. But the answer to that was not to post more cops there necessarily, but to redo intersections to make them more friendly towards bikes and less towards cars. But not the intersection in question. It was down the way. And that was done in part to make the Bike Coalition and those folks citywide happy, as an example of San Francisco, you know, changing policies and making it safer, but also making it more applied to a big constituency around the city, which is the bikers. But what they forgot to take into consideration was that, and as a matter of fact, they were said basically unveiled it as a done deal. This is our answer, and we're going to have it done by this summer. Well, they wrong place to do that. This is on the conservative side of San Francisco. This is a neighborhood hub which has a lot of voters going in and out of businesses there. The folks that the Dugan family that own Original Joe's in North Beach have two restaurants there. This, you were messing with some very neighborhood-oriented groups who were soon putting up flyers, you know, and saying, we're going to start doing fundraisers for your political challengers unless you reconsider that. And on Friday, they tapped the brakes on it and said, you know, maybe we actually should ask the neighbors what they really think and go through a longer process. And so that's where we are right now. But it just goes to show that sometimes, you know, the reaction to these tragedies doesn't necessarily make the best sense, but it's done on a way that's tries to get a bigger political statement made, and then you turn around and find out, oh, that might be making a big political statement, but somebody's coming right after you in your neighborhood.
Phil, to me, this all seemed to happen so quickly. The solution, right, that was kind of sold as a done deal, and then that the merchants came together really quickly, too.
Oh, absolutely, Patty, and that's what sort of got them. One thing led to the other. The idea that this plan all of a sudden was just there, it was like, no, how long have you been working on this plan, and now you're deciding to push it through? You're going to use this tragedy as a way to get this done. And then the second part there was the idea that we're not going to talk to you. Well, that's the way that a lot of planners work in the Bay Area. They don't necessarily get a lot of community input going into it. Or if they do, they sit there and listen, but they don't hear what people are saying. They don't choose to. In this way, the people out there are very politically savvy. They are. That's one of the reasons why, as Willie Brown used to say, you can't win an election in San Francisco like running for mayor, as Mayor London Breed is running for re-election in a tough race, without the parishes. That's what they call that part of San Francisco. It's the parishes. It's a tight community. You start taking parking away from your neighborhood hardware store, your neighborhood restaurant, your neighborhood bank, your neighborhood florist. They're going to tell their customers are going to tell their friends, and you've got a problem. So this was the quickest way to fix that problem, is hit the brakes.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.